Before I begin, I want to explain to people how we run the treasury, and then you'll have to try and stay awake through the numbers, because I will go through the numbers. First off, we're going to do elections soon, and if somebody else would like this job, it's not my favorite, but we do what we need to do for the Federation. I stepped up to do this a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
It requires a lot of attention to detail. So what happens is typically Denise writes authorization either before we have the documentation or after we have the documentation for an expenditure. But either way, a check does not get written until I have both the documentation and an authorization from the president in writing to do a check. Once we have that, we use bank checks. We only use bank checks, partly because it's an accessibility issue for me, partly because it keeps an electronic record of everything and pictures of everything for you. So I will issue a bank check once we get the documentation, and that results in an email to whoever's supposed to get the check so that you know what date it should arrive. Then hopefully, if it doesn't arrive timely, you let me know. Those are copied to Bill Reif. Every one of them is copied to Bill Reif, and it's done so that he can audit. If Denise or I are involved in the expenditure, in other words, if you're reimbursing me or reimbursing Denise, then Debbie Stein is also brought into the picture so that you always have three people who are not receiving the money involved in every transaction. In addition, our bank statements go to the National Center, as does our database every month. We currently have a PayPal account that's used only to intake money for events. We do get a few donations that way, and we have the big checking account, which is held at Fifth Third. Now, if that's not enough detail for you and this report's not enough detail for you, you are welcome to email or call me. I will share the entire database and every single receipt that we have with you. We're an open book in terms of expenditures, so you get the level of detail that you want. All right, having said that, what I'm going to do with this report is I'm going to give you first the entire expenditure for the item last year. And I didn't include every little expenditure that we made. I included recurring or large expenditures. And then I'll give you to date this year. So keep in mind that the to date, the second figure for each item, does not include the fourth quarter of this year. This report runs through September 30th of 2016. We began 2015 with $168,703.09. 2016, we began with $186,249.03. At the end of the third quarter, we had $162,683.77. Income itemized. All right, we're going to start with 15 for funds. Last year we took in $7,426. This year to date is, and this does not include last night, $350. Amazon Smiles, 60.12. 57.51 to date this year. Andrew Grant, 2,000 for both. At large donations, zero last year. This year we have $23. The Biardi Family Foundation, 2,500 last year, nothing to date. The bell fees last year, 800, 650 to date this year. Board meeting lunch. Board meeting lunch was 300 for both. One sec. Technical difficulties again. I may have to use my computer. One sec.
All right. I think Patty is back.
If I have a live mic, I am.
Okay. So anyway, come back here.
I'm here with my backup plan. This is why we have backup plans, right? So continuing on, we have at-large dues, and we had 54 in 2015, 14 to date this year. Biardi Family Foundation, $2,500. This year, we don't have it yet. Bell fees, $800. This year, $650. Board meeting lunch, $300. Cash raffle for 2016. You guys need to listen on this one because we need to work on this. Last year, we took in $1,940, which is awesome. This year to date, $175. So we're in trouble if we don't get moving on that one. Castle Grant, $3,000 last year, $3,000 this year. Certificates, last year, $10,810, $6,865 this year to date. Now, keep in mind, that's a gross figure. That's not the amount of money we made. Chenault Grant, $2,000, $1,000 this year. The Crispin Kroger donor advised fund, $1,790 last year, meaning $1,790, $1,700 this year. Convention registrations last year, this also includes exhibitor fees, $2,606. To date this year, $1,065, does not include this weekend. General donations, $210 last year, $1,925 to date, $1,925 to date this year. IABM dues, that's the Blind Merchants chapter, $405 last year, $440 this year. IABS dues, $125 last year, $30 so far this year, but I don't have the figures from this convention. IABS idle, $449 last year, $55 was taken in on registration before convention. Glenn gave us a bigger figure on what came in later. IABS raffle, $407 last year, $207 this year. That's the one from the spring seminar. Illinois Prairie Community Foundation, this is the Heart Grant, $1,500 last year. Kathy's working on it. Interest, and this is why we're considering an investment. Last year, $34.65. This year to date, $26 and some odd cents. Invesco, last year they gave us $5,000. This year we did not get that grant. NAFID, it's another grant, $5,000. Don't have it in yet this year. I think we will get that one. Linden, $5,000 last year, same situation. Lindsay, we got $1,000 last year. We don't know if we're going to get that one this year. Naperville Noon Lions, last year, $10,000. This year, $10,000. Nashville Lions, $300 last year. Don't have any money this year from them. Oktoberfest last year, $1,951. Close, $1,631 this year. There's a little bit of money outstanding, not a lot. Aukaville Lions, $500 last year. Don't have anything yet this year. Parent Seminar last year, $505. 375 this year. Instant raffle, last year we didn't do it. This year, $560 was turned in to end of September. Sales, bags, cards, laptops, 380 last year. The students sold or have turned in money for all their laptops. Obviously, somebody turned in money who turned in before they sold them all, because I guess we have a few back there. Okay. But all the money is turned in on the laptops. Sales hats last year, this was 450. I don't have any in this year. Hopefully, we sold a few at convention. Weinstein Family Foundation. You guys, I don't even know how we get this money. I can't figure out who this connects to, but I love them. 1,200 last year, 3,000 this year. Scholarship breakfast dinner. This is at National Convention. It's not supposed to be a moneymaker for us. We run it through our treasury for convenience because, frankly, I'm the chair of the committee, so we run it through our treasury. But last year, we took in $3,900. This year, we took in $3,575. And you'll see later that we gave some of that to National for the scholarship program because we ended up making money on it, which we're not supposed to do. Student seminar, last year, $225. $120 this year. Teacher seminar, $775 for 2015, $460 for this year. Trinity Church Grant, $100 last year. I don't know what's happening with that, but I don't have any money on it this year. Kathy would probably know. Okay, I don't have it yet, but it could be coming. Volunteer grant, this is a big one. This is Richard Lansden, $20,000 last year. It usually comes at the end of the year. I don't have anything yet, but I expect that we'll get something. So, the income total for last year, $99,726. This year to date, $38,208. Okay, moving to expenses. Award plaques, last year, $675. I don't have anything paid on those yet this year. Bank fees, $223.58. This year, it's $47.63. That will increase. Those are the percentages that PayPal takes. And Mrs. Linden usually makes her grant that way, and we get a lot of convention stuff that way. Banks for bag and card sales last year, $220. This year, $0. Debbie actually gave out a bank and ended up donating the money back, so thank you. Bell, last year, $16,739 expended. This year, $14,011. Board lunch cost us $354 last year. This year I haven't paid the bill yet, but it's about the same. Certificates. This is what we actually paid for the certificates. Last year was $11,063.61. Those figures don't quite match up because some of that money was from 2014 stuff. $3,817 this year expended on certificates. Equipment for Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, scholarship winners, and Freedom Link participants. $0 last year, $11,000 this year. To be precise, $11,605. Filing fees. Last year, $51.25. This year, $101. Freedom Link, $2,003.89. 1,905.75. I Braille prizes, I guess it was LOL squared last year, 351. 354.72. We're fairly consistent on that one. Insurance, 1372, 1312. Internships, 1,000, zero. I don't know why we don't get takers on these internships, you guys. We need to get the word out. Kid Camp, 102.92, 321.93. National Convention Assistance. Last year we spent $1,200. This year, $7,350. Now that's in part because we assisted all of our state scholarship recipients to National Convention. National Door Prizes, $100 both times. Jernigan Fund. Last year, 500. 1,000 this year. Kids Camp, last year, 500. 1,000 this year. NFB Sun Fund, 150 last year, 300 this time. Tembrook, 600 last time, 1,000 this time. White Cane, 500, 1,000. Oktoberfest expenditures, 314.12. I haven't paid them yet this year, so it'll be about the same, a little bit more. PAC, this is the pre-authorized contribution. The state affiliate is part of it. We gave 760 last year, and so far this year it's 675. Printing and copying, 522.01. So far, 61.51. That will go up. Raffle prizes. $1,050 last year. We haven't paid it this year, but it will be $1,000 because we have committed to doing three prizes. Scholarships. Academic scholarships. Last year, we did $10,500. Have not paid them this year. By the way, I need your addresses to get your checks, people who won scholarships. Scholarship breakfast and dinner. Remember I said we're not supposed to make money on this? Well, this is why we gave some of it back. Last year, it cost us $2,578. This year, it cost us $2,350. Spring seminars, $6,308 last year, $5,518 this year. State convention, banquet, event orders, that's all the stuff that we pay for in the rooms like this, and sleeping rooms, $12,781 last year. Have not paid it this year. State Convention Direct Assistance last year, $293. Those checks have been paid, but they were paid in October, so they're not totaled yet. State Convention expenses, those are everything from name tags to tickets, $75 last year, haven't paid it this year. Supplies generally, $1,320 last year, $298 so far this year. Web, $359.54 last year, $298 so far this year. Washington Seminar Assistance Direct, $700 last year. Haven't paid it out this year yet. Washington Seminar Hotel Rooms. Now, pay attention to this one because it's odd. Last year, $2,885. This year, they only ever billed us for one room. So it was $632. I don't know if that had to do with the storm or what. I called him, and I don't feel obligated to call you about a bill more than once. So if I didn't get the bill, I didn't pay the bill, $632. All right, totals. Last year, $82,400 were expended. To date this year so far, we've expended $59,700. I would point out that we still have big expenses to pay this year, our scholarships and our convention. So although I'm not worried about the Treasury, I would expect at the end of the year for us to end up with a balance somewhere around $150,000. And finally, I would add that the board has authorized the transfer of $50,000 or $75,000, depending on how the transaction works out, into some kind of investment where we can do better than, I don't know, $36 in interest. So that concludes my report. I think we need a motion before
Okay, we need to have a motion to approve the report. May I get a motion?
I think I put them all to sleep.
Okay, who moved? I didn't catch it. Leslie moved, and Steve second. Is there any discussion or question? Okay, first, Kathy Randall. Can somebody give Kathy a mic?
Patty, if you'll double check. I thought that we got NAPID money for 2016 in late 2015.
That's why it's counted in 2015.
Okay. So that is NAPID money for 16.
When I give a Treasury report, Kathy, it's not based on when the grant plans on us to expend it. It's based on when we receive the money. Mm-hmm. So that money that I just reported on was received in 2015. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly when, but you don't shift your report because of when each.
Okay, I was concerned.
That's just not accounting.
And I think you've gotten Chapin Lions Club $300.
That was received in October.
Yes.
So it's not included in this report yet.
And I think you've got Oakville. I don't trust.
I don't have any Oakville yet this year.
Okay. Thank you.
They did say they were going to do something, but I don't have it.
Steve Hostalis had a question.
Steve, where are you? I got it.
The figure that's obviously new this year, since it was a zero balance last year, for equipment for Illinois School for the Visually Impaired and Freedom Link. I'm just kind of curious what that entailed.
We bought a brailler that you heard about at the banquet last night for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired. My recollection is that costs $6,000 or $8,000. I could find it for you. And the Freedom Link students and the scholarship winners also received iPads.
Dave Meyer also had a question.
I noticed that there was a significant difference in the filing fees from last year to this year. Is there any particular explanation for that?
I didn't. I filed online and it costs more. It amounts to a time-saving issue. It's a lot more time-consuming to mess around with mailing it in, and then I have to chase it because I don't know if they got it. So I just gave up and said, I'm just doing this online. It's not worth the time expended.
Are there any other questions? Yes, Gary.
Did I hear that right, Madam Chang, that we zero applicants to the internship program?
That is exact. Well, we had applicants. We definitely had applicants, and we chose people for a couple of different reasons. Nothing has panned out. Either, like, one of them found a paying job, but we need to get people to apply for our internships.
How
much did we budget?
How much did we budget?
For the
internships. Gosh, internships and scholarships. Debbie, help me. What's the budget on that? So that would have been 3,000.
Yeah.
And we can still do that. I mean, the internships can be applied for at any time. It's not likely to happen in this calendar year, but.
Any other questions about the Treasury report? I am going to, there's been a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the Treasury report say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The Treasury report is approved. Marco, could I have a door,
please? Thank God.